Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack Go.
It's amazing. Packers beat Tom Brady.
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. The Buccaneers took the L in Tampa. Green Bay went into Tom Brady's home and came out with the victory. So we're going to talk Aaron Rodgers. We're going to talk the game recap, and we're going to preview next week. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get it. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichstead. I'm your host, and Packers fans, Tom Brady took the L. The Green Bay Packers beat Tampa Bay 14-12 in Florida. It was hot. It was a defensive showdown, but the bad man Aaron Rodgers and the green and gold prevailed. My friends, welcome to the show. I'm joined by KJ Eichstead, my co-host. KJ, how you doing? How you feeling?
Hey, what's going on, Packers Nation? Packers fans all over. I'm feeling great. I just want to thank everyone for joining us. We had our first real test of the season coming up. You know, the Vikings week one. We didn't really play any of our starters in preseason, neither did they. They kind of waxed us. Week two against the Chicago Bears, who had EQ as their, you know, top receiver. That's not ideal. So that's not really a true test, in my opinion. Week three versus the Tampa Bay Tom Brady's, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whatever you like to call them. They're a stacked team. They have a stacked squad. And the Packers went in there and got a road victory and a defensive showdown. Both quarterbacks played good, but not great. But at the end of the day, Rodgers and the Pack got the win. Now, it is the regular season, and we're going to have to do this in the playoffs. But, you know, basically as good a regular season, early regular season test as you can get. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to dive in. And we have the Patriots coming up. But before that, Alex, do you want to tell everyone about the new contest we just dropped tonight, Packers?
Yes, Packers fans. If you have an Aaron Rodgers jersey, or if you don't, or if you just want a new one, go to Ike Packers on Twitter, send us a DM for details, and we will hook you up with those. You can win a Rodgers jersey in your size. That's $150 value, and we want you to do it because this is a way we can give back to you, is by giving you authentic and official jerseys coming straight from NFL Shop. So this isn't going to be anything fake. This is official, stitched. It's going to be nice, and we want you to enter. So go send Ike Packers a DM for details on how to win that. Diving into the show, KJ.
Winner announced on the podcast 1 week from today, Packers fans. So go into that contest. We're going to be giving away an Aaron Rodgers jersey in anyone's size. You know, like, whatever your size is, we're going to make sure to get it in your size so it fits you. You want the home jersey. You want the road jersey. You want the classic jersey. Basically, we're going to let you pick, and it's coming straight from NFLShop.com. So we're going to select one lucky winner, and we're going to announce that winner in 1 week time. So a little bit of a short shelf life. Make sure to go and enter that before it's too late. But, yeah, let's dive in, Alex.
Yep. The storyline heading into the game, I want to go back a little bit, was where are the receivers? Early in the week, KJ, news came out that Sammy Watkins was injured, and then he was placed on the IR. And then Christian Watson goes down with a hamstring injury and is inactive. What were you thinking as you witnessed Sammy Watkins kind of, you know, go disabled? And then you lose your star wide young receiver, Christian Watson, again.
You know, man, Sammy Watkins is Sammy Watkins. He was a superstar recruit. He balled out his freshman year at Clemson, and then he let the hype get to him. And he was drafted fourth overall based upon largely his freshman year success. And he's pretty much done this wherever he's went. He's capped himself wherever he's went. He has a decent game, and next thing you know, ghost injury comes out of nowhere and knocks him out for four more games. It's like, that is why DeAndre Hopkins is DeAndre Hopkins, and this is why Sammy Watkins is Sammy Watkins. And then in regards to Christian Watson, I'm pretty disappointed because he's pretty much has shown us he's just happy to be here. You know, like, He's just kind of enjoying the ride, going from D2 to, you know, star receiver as treated such by the fan base for one of the biggest fan bases in the world, that is Packers Nation. It's like, dude, you can't just keep
good to be.
You got to be on the field. Look at Romeo Dubs just taking your touches, taking your catches, taking your spot, man. You know,
taking like your only touchdowns.
I mean, there's only one guy who seems to be hungry right now, and it's Romeo Dubs on the receiving group. And it's like, that's disappointing to me because, you know, there's all these freak of injuries. And Santana Dotson said it very earlier this morning. He said he was pretty much harping on it. He's like, you got to be available. You got to be available. It's like, these aren't, you know, injuries sustained when Christian Watson takes a big hit in the game. It's like Santana Dotson, and I agree with this, he literally said that Christian Watson and Sammy Watkins got to do more yoga or do something to stretch those things out, because you're no good to us on the bench. You know, like the picks we traded, or we traded up to get you, that we received from trading away Davante freaking Adams, are no good to us on the bench. So it's like, man, I'm thrilled for Romeo Dubs. You know, he's surpassed Christian Watson. And, like, Christian Watson at this point is a better idea than he is reality. It's like, dude, get on the football field. You know, thank God it's early. But we don't have, like, you know, Javonte Adams, Jordy Nelson, JerMichael Finley, Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, Randall Cobb. We don't have a thoroughbred stable of all these receivers. Like, we scored 14 points yesterday. The Packers scored 14 points. Thank God they did. They need more offense, and yep. They need their top offensive draft pick to get on the field. David Bakhtiari got on the field. I want to see Christian Watson on the field, and I want to see him stay here.
Yep.
That's my hot take to start.
Romeo Dubs, he balled out. I said he needed to step up before the game, and he showed up with 8 catches, 73 yards, and a touchdown. All 3 of those led the Packers. I think he was definitely the best receiver on the field for Green Bay. He was running hard. He's a playmaker when he has the ball in his hands. And really just flashed that he could be a 1,000-yard receiver. And that's, I think,
I wouldn't
you know,
be shocked
he's got
if he
that.
Is.
Yeah,
because
that's what I'm saying, Cage. He could
to get
be this
better
year.
And better. I mean, Rodgers is playing nice guy, but even he's looking around like, Lazard catches a TD and hurls his brains out on the sideline. Rodgers is like, damn, like, thank you for coming back in and fighting through that, Allen, because otherwise I'd be throwing to nobody out here, you know? And it's like, shout to Robert
Randall
Tony
Cobb turning back the page.
Randall
Cage.
Cobb had two great receptions. Catches. Thank God he did as well, you know? It's like,
get that man some oxygen.
I'm just going to expand this conversation a little bit, Packers fans, because what has been one of the main storylines over the last decade since we won that first Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers up until now? What's been one of those main reasons Packers fans and now analysts and everyone really seem to agree on that they haven't won more titles is because they haven't been able to stay healthy. Oh, man, just injuries, man, injuries. It's like, like, these guys are walking outside, and it's like they're made of glass. Like, we got to do something to just be better in these injury fronts. You know, like, we cannot let injuries in week 3 become the story of this team. Otherwise, we're not going to win a Super Bowl. You know, it needs to be about just doing what you have to do to get on the football field and win games. Like, it's a miracle the Packers won this game without Jair Alexander, you know, without Christian Watson. Like, think about it. Tampa Bay had
Jair,
Mike Evans
yeah.
out. You know, Jair, Packers fans, do you know how much money Jair Alexander collected yesterday? He collected over $1 million per game check. And it's like, part of me wonders, what would pre-contract extension Jair do in that same instance? Would he have probably played? I think he would have, you know, and like, but instead Jair goes out there for like a series and then he can't play anymore. But he's like, hey man, how much money just hit my bank account? And you're saying 1 million plus, and it's going to hit my bank account again next week. It's just extremely frustrating that these guys can't stay on the field, and it's going to bite us unless we improve in that regard. Whether that means the training staff, whether that means, you know, better stretching, better nutrition, better hydration, it's got to be better. Excuses such as injuries do not win Super Bowls. You have to eliminate all that, and that's what I really want to focus on, because the Packers, I think they can do it. You know, I don't think any team can really – there's some talented teams out there, but I think that their destiny is in their own hands. We've got a great start, 2-1. You know, we knocked off probably our toughest opponent in a while. I'm just pretty passionate about that. Our best players have to be on the field unless they, like, literally break their leg in half. You got to be on the field. Go for it, Al.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay was pretty depleted as well on the wide receiver end. No Mike Evans due to suspension. Godwin was inactive, Cage. Their top guy was Russell Gage. Cameron Brait, Rashad Perryman. You're not expecting to hear those type of players. Cole Beasley was out there. He was called up and just making catches for Brady. So he didn't have a lot to go to either. Leonard Fournette finished with 12 carries, 35 yards. And my
long of six.
What I was watching that game, And the Packers didn't play great, right? The defense, I thought, played really well. We'll get to the defense in a bit. But the offenses, I mean, the second half was brutal. It was like short. It was the play calling as well. I mean, Matt LaFleur, how many times on a third down are you going to call a two-yard pass? It's like, dude, you got to get like 7 yards. Please.
I couldn't tell if it was Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers out there at a certain point, you know?
Yeah, it was like,
I'm thankful we got the game. You know, this is almost like reminiscent of like a Denver Broncos Peyton Manning-led team. You know, like the defense was stacked in that team, and they almost like won the Super Bowl despite the offense. You know, I'm not going to go that far with the Packers because I have wholehearted belief in Aaron Rodgers and the offense. But, like, yeah, I mean, defense has been winning games so far.
Well, Randall Cobb had the long of the day for all receivers with the 40-yard catch. That's fascinating to me. And it came up the middle of the field. We saw Romeo Doubs have success up the middle of the field. A lot of the time when the Packers are getting into trouble where they were taking these two-yard, you know, I guess third options, right, to Aaron Jones or maybe to A.J. Dillon or Robert Tonyan. Tonyan finished with 6 catches for 37 yards. And you just, you know, that's not going to get it done against the elite offenses, because what we're seeing now, Packers fans, is Minnesota has a pretty good offense.
They score
and
at will.
Detroit Lions, they might not even be a joke anymore. They're 1-2, I believe, and they could have done – They could have won that game against the Vikings. So the Packers will have, you know, their work cut out there. But in general, the offense really needs to improve. I just don't know how many games you're going to win with 14 points. I put out a tweet saying, thank goodness the Packers defense has been elite today, because you have to almost play perfect defense to get a victory against Tom Brady with 14 points. That just doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't happen often. You're right. No. Man. I think, like, it would be interesting, some of our data listeners, you know, those guys like to dig deep. How many games has Brady won in his career, or what's his record when, you know, the opposing team only scores 14 points or less? Like, it's probably a 900 winning percentage or something higher than that, you know? I'd be interested if anyone wouldn't mind running those stats, but... Yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, Packers fans, we got the win. And I think that's so big. This is a future, you know, this is a very high probability we're going to run into these guys again in the playoffs.
I want to say one point here. The Packers got the win, but the majority of the best football was played in the first half by Green Bay. They looked really good on offense. I think a big issue was the Aaron Jones fumble. That almost came back to bite the Packers. He fumbled last year in the playoffs. 12 carries, 36 yards for Aaron Jones. Fumbles going into the goal line kind of derailed the Packers' momentum. Here's another prime example of getting shook by a little bit of adversity. Christian Watson drops a pass, derails the entire week one. Aaron Jones fumbles, pretty much derails the entire offense. Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers,
I mean, Aaron Jones,
0 points after that cage. No field goals after that.
No field goals. And that's concerning.
It was like a hold on for dear life. Hope Joe Barry could pull it out. But I don't think that's a winning recipe come the playoffs. And I'm happy this defense is that good because, hey, you know, they made a lot of good plays, but you cannot really go stale in a second half and put up 2 zeros and expect to win. It's something's got to, you know, get better there. What's the solution when you have a little of adversity? Because right now it seems like the play calling gets more conservative. Rodgers starts, you know, dinking and dunking more. They go away from the run game. Maybe it's pound A.J. Dillon in those situations, Cage, and just be more physical. But the Packers seem to kind of shy up, go turtle mode after the Aaron Jones fumble. And that's not what you like to see. Luckily, the Packers forced turnovers. I want to now switch
that's
to the
huge.
Defense a
that's
little bit.
Huge.
Yep.
Major key.
We saw Quay Walker force a fumble that was recovered by Darnell Savage. We saw even Nixon. Shout out to Keyshawn Nixon. I think he may have been he's some good Packers, but he was an absolute beast filling in for Jair Alexander. They were picking on him. They were
good
like,
pack.
Okay, new corner comes in for Jair. It's kind of like, oh, who's this new guy? You know, let's test him in the waters. And he answered the call. He finished with 7 tackles, 6 solo tackles.
Brady was targeting him.
Yeah,
he
forced a fumble. That's a huge play. And Cage, he downed the ball on the one as a gunner. Pretty much had a complete game as a, you know, backup cornerback. And those are the type of players that you needed to step up. I think also, I'll let you talk about this player for a little bit, but Devondre Campbell, was that his, like, best game of the year?
Man, Devondre Campbell, he made a bunch of really good tackles, and he was super close on a few others. His final line, I believe he had 14 total tackles, 8 solo tackles, a TFL, and a critical pass deflection to win the game. I tweeted it out, Packers fans, that's exactly why you're paying this guy. You know, in years past, like, maybe that would be A.J. Hawk, maybe that would be Big Blake Martinez, maybe it'd be Desmond Bishop, and you just would probably lose the game right there. You know, like, yeah. Like, oh, man, devastating two-point conversion. Maybe it goes to overtime, and then we end up losing overtime, fumbling the bag in overtime, something like that. The best way to avoid losing is the, you know, not letting it go to overtime in the first place. So I have to commend Devondre Campbell. Keyshawn Nixon, just like you said, and not only that, but Darnell Savage, who, if the ball did get over, you know, Devondre Campbell, Darnell Savage had laid out to give his absolute all in an attempt to deflect that ball. So as great as the defense was, my good pack is definitely the defense. My bad pack, Packers fans, do you know how many teams have scored less points than the Packers through 3 weeks?
How many?
The answer is 1, 2, 3, 4. There are two other teams, such as the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, who have not yet played 3 games at the time of this recording of podcast. But of the only teams, of every single team who's played 3 games in the NFL besides two, or maybe I believe it's just besides two, the Packers have scored a total of 48 points. That's 16 points a game, if my math is correct. Yes, it's 16 points a game. And the only teams that have scored less are San Francisco 49ers, whose starting QB went out for the year. You know, they're transitioning there. Seattle Seahawks, who have no quarterback. The Denver Broncos, who are, you know, transitioning their quarterback, new head coach. And the Indianapolis Colts, who had a huge win yesterday of the Chiefs, but, you know, couldn't really do anything in week 1 or week 2. So it's like the Packers' offense is garbage right now from a point scoring standpoint, and that's just letting the numbers speak for themselves. Packers fans, there were like only a few teams. We actually rank 26 in the league in points scored out of 32 teams, and you can take out the two teams who've only played 2 games. We scored 3 games. If you actually like multiplied their points by like 1.5, as if they did score or did play 3 games, the Packers would only have we'd bump down one more spot to 27th in the league out of 32. It's a bottom 5 offense with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we did get David Bakhtiari back. We did draft Christian Watson, traded up to get him. It just kind of circles back to my original point. We got to have our best players on the field. We got to give 12 some help. You know, like whatever we have to do, honestly, because the bottom 5 scoring offense with Aaron Rodgers is not going to win you a Super Bowl, in my opinion. So that's my bad pack, Al. Anything to add to that?
I believe, you know, the Packers, are they in a transition phase? Are they not? Let us know, because losing one receiver, I guess 2 receivers, MVS as well, is that cause for, you know, transition? Not like a quarterback to me, right? Like, no. This offense should be putting up more points. Matt LaFleur is supposed to be an offensive guru. And for the first 3 weeks, this was really the first defensive, you know, tough test cage. I mean, the Bears have a pretty good defense, but the Packers, you know, that offense was unable to stay on the field, right? And you know, you just gain offense through, you know, field position and stuff like that. But I would say definitely it does not even pass the eye test right now. It was pretty brutal in that second half, but I do have faith that Rodgers can manage these games and get the most out of his guys. It seems like he's starting to realize, hey, Randall C, still going to have to use him. Romeo Doubs, probably going to have to feed him. Alan Lazard, goal line, you know, confident guy. But besides that, everything else is up in the air. Christian Watson, who knows if he's going to play, right? Sammy Watkins, he's gone. You know, he's like the homie that you invite, you know, and you're telling all your friends.
He's just like
show up all year.
Yeah,
he shows up for one game.
He shows
on
up
this
for
season.
A little bit, and then he just gone. Yeah,
we had a couple
you know
guys.
What, another thing that really grinds my gears, Packers fans and Alex, is how many timeouts the Packers just burn.
Oh,
and people who say that that's not a big deal, whether it's people listening, whether it's people not listening. I mean, it's going to come back to bite us at some point. You know, like, you have to watch enough football
McCarthy
to know
syndrome.
That you need to have your timeouts at the end of a half. You really do. It could make or break your season. You know, it makes one score. Could
look, Gage, look what
difference.
Happened to Tampa Bay in the two-point conversion.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But not only that, it's just been a problem that the Packers franchise has been unable to correct. Like, maybe someone needs to bring this up to Aaron Rodgers and be like, hey, man, you know, I pulled the data. Maybe another data engineer needs to do this. I pulled the data. And over your career, you've had, you know, let's say like 50 total losses. And 35 of those total losses is because you didn't have enough time on the final drive or something like that. You know, and it's like, that's largely because you burn timeouts like it's nobody else's business. You know, it's like you got an unlimited fountain of timeouts. And they've never corrected that. Like, I understand occasionally needing to use a timeout to adjust or something, right? Like, everybody does. But Rodgers, if he doesn't like
he
a
get
play,
the play
or something.
Call in.
No,
yeah.
If he doesn't like a play, he'll, like, burn a timeout. It's like, dude, I think someone needs to, like, explain to him the importance of having a backup play or maybe anticipating a certain look or having a like an A or B play, right? Like, you there's a lot of these A, B things. Like, if this, we'll do this. If that, we'll do that. And it's like they continue to just make the same mistake. It's almost like the definition of insanity. Like, continue burning the timeouts. Luckily, it hasn't come back to bite them yet, Packers fans. But you and I both know, if you've watched this team over the years, there has been countless times where we had to have some timeouts and we're busy blowing them in the first, second, you know, third quarter, like early on, when you really don't need to blow them. And that's another thing that grinds my gears. So it's like, I think if there's a takeaway from this, Packers fans, I'm really happy the Packers won. I think it was an incredible road victory. I love the way the defense looked. The offense is a work in progress. But at the end of the day, we got the win. We got the win. So that's a good thing. However, I've said it as a theme. We're not here to just win games. We're here to win a Super Bowl. And we got to tighten up a few things. We got to get our best players on the field to do that. We got to not burn so many timeouts to do that. We got to get our offense better to do that. If we do those three things, we can win a Super Bowl. Alex, take it.
Yeah, I just want to wrap up and say I was so hyped to see Kenny Clark get two sacks yesterday. I was so hyped to see Rashawn Gary get another sack. I was talking about who's going to step up on that D-line and get those sacks, and it was Kenny C, the big man, right? Those sacks were huge. Rashawn Gary, another first-half sack. It's almost like we've come to expect it, as you said, Cage. Rashawn Gary's playing. Oh, he's probably going to get a sack.
Yep. And also, guess what? He's on the field every play. He's on the field, man. So is Kenny C. Like,
well, yeah, the there's one more player I want to talk about, and that's Radio Rasul Douglas. He had eight solo tackles, two pass deflections, and he's the second leading tackler on this Packers, like, defense against the Buccaneers. He was putting his body on the line in the heat. That's a grit factory thing, Packers fans. Think about it. Why is it that Devondre Campbell and Rasul Douglas and Keyshawn Nixon are the guys leading this team in tackles? Because they want it. They've got stuff to prove. And I think that's
those guys are new deals. All three of those guys coming in on new deals is something to prove. Some people might say, nah, man, they're just doing that because they're doing it. It's like, well, actually, Packers fans, anybody can make a tackle. Anybody can do it.
Defense is effort-based.
And you see a guy
based,
like Luke Kuechly, right? Like, never the most athletic linebacker, but just read the game. And he proves himself. Luke Kuechly, great NFL career. He proves himself that anyone can really make a tackle. And yesterday, it was happened to be three guys in the Packers who, I would agree with you, they had something to prove. I mean, like, let's say Devondre Campbell doesn't tip that. Let's say Radio Douglas allows a big touchdown, then, and we take the L, like, then Packers Nation's looking at them, like, why do we just give them these new deals? You know, like, that's like, even though you don't want to judge something on such a small sample size, it puts them under the microscope in a negative way. So, yeah, man, props to all three of those guys, just stepping up, delivering, exactly why we brought them in, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think one other player, the final player I want to shout out on the defense, Jerron Reed. That was the first game I heard his name called multiple times. And I think that's huge, right? Played at Alabama. He's used to those type of temperatures, SEC ball, and it didn't faze him. It didn't faze him. And I think that's a huge takeaway is you're starting to see who might be there at the end of the season, Packers fans, who might be a little banged up throughout the year. And, you know, we're starting to learn about our roster a little bit, right? You know, the offense Still needs to work the defense. Hey, it is improved, and good times are here to come, Cage. I think now is a perfect time to transition into what we thought about the Rodgers-Brady matchup in general. Do you believe that's going to be the last time that Rodgers and Brady play?
No, I think they're going to do it in the playoffs this year. I really do. I think they took last year off, but I think the Packers are going to end up basically facing the cream of the crop. You know, and if we don't, it's going to be a disappointment. Like, I think this team is talented enough where I project them to be there at the end facing the tough teams in the playoffs. And I also project the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to do the same thing with Tom Brady. You know, they have the defense. They have the receivers. They have a very formidable running back. You know, it'll be interesting to see if they bring Gronk out of retirement. But, you know, you look at the Packers, you look at the Bucs, you look at Aaron Rodgers, you look at Tom Brady. Like, who else, right? You know, it might be interesting to see. Maybe it's the Rams, you know, maybe it's the Vikings.
Well, you like, call it midseason.
What's that?
Or, no, I'm just saying about the Gronk situation, right? It's like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a very aggressive style of adding weapons, adding players. And the Packers may, I think there's a lot of pressure, Cage, to add someone at this point before week six. What do you think about that on the offensive side of the ball?
It's going to be interesting, Packers fans, because I was thinking about starting to tweet about some of that stuff, but I think it's still a little early. I think there's no doubt. I think there's 100% certainty that the Packers will be actively looking to add someone at the, week five, six trade deadline, that kind of time, whether it's via free agency, whether it's via trade. Bottom line is, look at how many points the Detroit Lions have scored and look at how many points the Green Bay Packers have scored. It's not how you want that to look.
And take a look at the quarterbacks.
Take a look at the quarterbacks. You know, there's something's off here. It's like bizarro world a little bit.
But I want to say, Packers fans, we asked you, how does it feel to beat Tom Brady? And I just want to thank the over 250 Packers fans that wrote in. A lot of engagement on this one. I'm just going to read off a couple responses,
Cage.
Read a few
of those and we'll talk Patriots.
Yep. Julianne Markiewicz at Maverick 50505 says, unbelievable, brilliantly, dreamlike, awesome. Heather Moore says, that's not the first time. Patrick Connell says, good, but it's only matters in the playoffs. Roger Clark says, good, but we need a better offense. No points in a whole half of football. Jace Dowell says, like we should have won by 13 points. We will live by the D, and we are going to ask a lot of the defense. Aiden Reno says, overdue. D. Maria Smith says, it always feels good to get a big win like this one, especially on the road. The offense just has to play a much better game, and our defense is still showing more and more potential each week. Signing a veteran wide receiver at the trade deadline is mandatory now after a day like this. JDT 1991 says, beating the Tom Brady feels the cheater or scandals. He calls him the cheater. Feels great, and Packers defense played great, and Packers left two touchdown on the field.
We did.
Jerry says, I can't feel my limbs. Michael Chagdis says, winning on the road in Florida is never easy. Take the W and move on.
That's exactly what we plan to do. And speaking of moving on, man, let's talk Patriots. Let's talk Patriots coming up.
1-2. 1-2. They're 1-2. Lost to the Ravens 37-26. Beat the Steelers 17-14 and lost to the 3-0 Miami Dolphins in week one, KJ. Are the Dolphins the class of this division, or is it still early and the Patriots going to, you know, overtake them with time? How do you feel about this team this year?
The class of that division is the Buffalo Bills. You know, like, Buffalo Bills are going to win that division. I think the Dolphins and, you know, I think they have a massive talent gap over the Patriots, but... you know, we're not really here to talk about those two teams. Like, the Patriots, here's what I see out of them. They do things their own way, and to say that they're not good at what they do would be false. Like, they are good. Bill Belichick is going to scout our offense. He's going to scout our defense, and he's going to give some darn good analysis to his squad because he's one of the best football minds to ever live. Look at his rings. He's got plenty of them. You know, he took Mac Jones back to the playoffs, I believe. You know, that's pretty impressive if you ask me. I know a lot of people
trying to... Put up 26 points and Mac Jones threw three INT this week.
Hey, man, I would love 26 points. But I mean, who do the I don't have the roster in front of me, but like who do the Patriots have that's, you know, we
Devontae Parker, 5 receptions, that's 156 right. yards against the Ravens.
I wanted the pack to get him. What did they give up, like a 3rd or 4th round pick to get him, and he goes off for 156 with a Mac Jones throwing him the ball? It's like, dude.
Ooh, they also have Nelson Aguilar, who was on the
first round pick as well. He's got yep. 2 former first round picks right there. Mm-hmm. Did they cut N'Keal Harry? Is he still there, or is he gone now?
He's gone. Okay. They have a couple other receivers. No one that's really standing out to me. On the defensive side, they have Devin McCourty, Jabril Peppers. I think, you know, those are 2 names.
They're going to be stout.
Yeah, but I would say in general, when I'm looking at this roster, the Patriots are undergoing their rebuild. This is a rebuild, right? They've transitioned away from, you know, the best quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, and are now trying to find their new identity with Bill Belichick. But he kind of has a standard, KJ, of just never, you know, being in that bottom class of the NFL. Despite what this roster looks like, I think you can't take them lightly. Is there maybe any final thought you have about the Patriots and how you're feeling about this game?
Pretty much exactly what you said. Like, can't take them lightly. I think it's going to be another low-scoring, grinded-out game. I think it's going to be something like 21-14 pack, 21-12 pack, you know, maybe like 24-17 pack. I don't envision like a blowout. I envision it kind of being another one of these ugly games, because if the Packers offense clicks versus New England Packers fans, I think that'll be a fantastic thing, you know, because this defense, let's say even if they don't have the best personnel, right? Like even if they don't have Quay Walkers and Devondre Campbells running around, they have one of the best minds telling, you know, what to do to this team. You know, it's almost like intelligence on the battlefield, right? Like one side's going to have a superior intelligence, and they can move their troops, they can move their forces, their artillery, whatever they might move, into strategic spots and set them up for success, and, you know, kind of set up their opponents for booby traps or whatever it might be. So I would say, like, just a parallel, you know, New England, regardless of the talent, they're going to have very, very, very strong intelligence in the form of how to win this football game. Will it be enough to overcome Aaron Rodgers and the Packers defense? I don't think so. I think it's going to be a close Packers victory. What about you?
I don't think so either. I think the Packers are going to take the victory. Maybe another low-scoring game, 20-22 or, you know, 18-14. But imagine this, Packers fans, because the upcoming games are Patriots, Giants, Jets, and Commanders. If the Green Bay Packers had taken the preseason seriously, more seriously than the Vikings, that's all you have to do, and come out that week one and beat the Minnesota Vikings rather than dropping an absolute goose egg and having to kind of, again, restart the whole, you know, process of winning again after that, the Packers would be sitting 3-0, one of the only NFL unbeaten teams, with the Patriots, Giants, Jets, and Commanders, all 4 very winnable games. Some you might even argue those 4 are in the bottom 10, right, Cage?
Yeah.
And so that is just something. Will that one game, you know, come back to the Packers? Right now it's looking like, hey, they're able to maybe bounce back just like they were again last year, but it could easily be 1-2 right now, so you can never take those games for granted. That is just something I want to end with saying. Go check out our contest. Send us a DM on Twitter to Ike Packers to get entered for Aaron Rodgers jersey in your size. KJ, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
You know, Packers fans, like Alex said, make sure to go check out that contest. You know, NFL, they did away with the Pro Bowl. I thought that was great. Yeah. Finally, just it's like putting it down, right? You know, like, it's time to put it down and take her out back, right? Put it down. NFL put down the Pro Bowl in favor of a skills challenge, which I think is the right move. It's like the NBA All-Star game. Like, who gives a flying, you know what? I know I certainly don't. But I might check out the skills challenge. I know the dunk contest is as bad as it's ever been, but the Pro Bowl needed an overhaul, and I think this is a good move for the league. Packers fans, thank you so much for just sharing this podcast with your friends and your family. We saw a big jump in listeners, and I want to challenge everyone to do the same thing this week. Like, if you haven't talked to someone in a while, if you're looking to reconnect with someone and just get that good feeling that comes from rekindling an old friendship or rekindling an old relationship, just ask and be like, hey, you know, I was thinking of you. I thought this would be a great way for you to maybe get, like, win a Packers jersey, an Aaron Rodgers jersey in your size. Or, hey, you know, I thought this, I don't know if you saw that Packer game. I think you might like this podcast. It might give us some great talking points, even if it's like a family member or like a, you know, someone who you're in a different city with. If everyone listening to this podcast, or if you're listening right now and just willing to take 2 seconds and, you know, share this and send it to someone via text message, maybe take a screenshot, put it on your story, maybe just throw it up on your story. That would go a long way, and that would mean a lot to us. So no pressure, Packers fans, but it always helps. And we are 100% independent doing this, just bringing you guys true, unbiased Packers, you know, Packers analysis, Packers content. No one's really telling us what we can and can't say. We're keeping it pure. We're keeping it authentic for you, because you're the reason why we do this. And with that, we all share this really, really, really strong, passionate love for the team. So I just want to say, Packers fans, you are the best. Like, there is no other fan base I would want to be deeply invested in the Packers fan base, deeply involved in, and just connecting with, right? Like, Packers fans are friendly. You know, like, imagine if you're talking to some Eagles fans and they're throwing batteries at their own players, or, you know, like, getting way too serious. Like, I'm glad that I'm over here on this team with the Packers. And there's plenty of room in this community for everyone, Packers fans. So reach out to someone, bring them into this community. Let's talk Packers. Let's have an amazing rest of the year. Alex, take us home.
Yep, hopefully the Packers will get to witness in person Rihanna at the halftime show. That was news dropped as well. She'll be performing at the halftime of the Super Bowl.
I'm iffy on that.
We'll see how it goes. Packers fans, thank you for tuning in. Pure sports without the politics. As KG said, please share this with someone else. Make it, you know, a bonding moment. We challenge you to do that, and we always challenge you to go Pack, go forever. KG, thanks for tuning in, and until next time, we out.
Go Pack, go.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go Pack, go.
Why could you walk around without me by your side? Ooh, girl, what you talking about? Ooh, everybody go single. Me and my friends go local. Summer 16 in the morning. We can go on straight to the morning.
I'm just trying to kick it like football.
We could get savage on the dance floor. Party like we're chilling back in Oslo. Feel me like we're playing for the Astros.
Just my vibe.
Just
my
vibe. You and
it's
We'll be right back.